From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. U.S. farmers and ranchers received some long-awaited positive trade news. Chad Smith has details.
Trade is certainly a hot topic among the agricultural community, with farmers and ranchers facing concerns on a number of fronts. However, Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said there's been some important progress with one of our nation's largest trading partners.
China has agreed to purchase 12 million metric tons of soybeans before January and at least 25 million metric tons annually for the next 3 years of soybeans. They've also said that they're going to resume purchases of other ag products, but no official announcements have been made. In addition, the United States has removed the Chinese port fees on any Chinese-owned and operated ships, so that should help tensions be relieved.
The administration also announced several smaller deals, including agreements with Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam.
Some of these are deals, some of them are more frameworks, but overall, they're good progress for U.S. agriculture. We're going to see some opening of doors for U.S. dairy, poultry, rice, pork, and ethanol. We're also going to see some reductions of non-trade barriers.
Chad Smith, Washington.
The offering of milk in schools could shift dairy demand. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
After more than a decade without whole milk in school cafeterias, Congress is now considering whether students should have the option to enjoy it. Allowing whole milk back on the menu could bring a range of benefits, not just for students' nutrition, but also for dairy farmers and the broader dairy industry. Back in 2012, the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act required schools to serve only fat-free or 1% milk. The goal was to curb childhood obesity and promote better nutrition. But while those intentions were good, many argue that whole milk and 2% milk still provide key nutrients, while supporting dairy producers with higher value products. Even as U.S. milk production is expected to reach a record high in 2025, overall milk drinking has declined. Meanwhile, other dairy products such as cheese, butter, and yogurt continue to see rising demand. Lifting the 2012 restriction would let schools once again serve whole and 2% milk, creating an important new outlet for butterfat, a valuable part of farm milk. In 2024, the National School Lunch Program served nearly 5 billion meals, with about 85% of students choosing milk. Each carton of whole milk contains around 8 grams of fat. If just half of all schools make the switch back to whole milk, analysts estimate milk fat use could increase by as much as 30 million pounds, a potential boost for the dairy industry nationwide. Next, Insight with Glenn Brunko.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Glenn Brunko.
We're well past the midpoint of fall and closing in on winter. For me, the line between the two comes with Thanksgiving, that time when harvest is wrapping up and livestock are settled in for the colder months. This year, Thanksgiving feels like it carries a little extra meaning. It's been quite a year for agriculture, plenty of challenges, and to be fair, a few bright spots too. But even when times are tough, we still have a lot to be thankful for in the farming and ranching community. We have, in my opinion, the best job anyone could ask for. Every morning, we get to care for God's creation, the land, water, and air, while producing the food and fiber a hungry world depends on. Sure, agriculture can be a tough way to make a living, but I can't imagine doing anything else. We all share a passion for this work. It's fitting that Thanksgiving, a day to celebrate gratitude, centers around a meal. Our nation's strength and freedom are rooted in agriculture and a safe, abundant food supply. So as Thanksgiving approaches, take a moment to reflect on your blessings, forget the negative for a bit, and give thanks for the chance to get up each morning and feed and clothe your fellow citizens.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.